This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Another dimension. Earth 46. Earth 61. Earth 120. Of course, then we get the theories here, Mark, and I want to get back to the contact stuff and the messages. The theory that if we have another Earth, there's another Mark, another Gene, another Randall, like a Superman wearing his black uniform instead of, you know what I mean.
Yeah. For me, you guys, the idea of another Earth would be a chronological phenomenon. So a million years ago, the Earth was here, thriving. There's a civilization. They're technologically advanced. There's an event that wipes them off the planet. Consciousness gets set back. Our tools get set back. Our reality gets set back, essentially. And we arise again. You know, we rebuild, etc. Those are separate Earths. Those are separate realities. In fact, considering how much, you know, where the position the Earth is actually in the Milky Way, let alone the universe, we are in a different reality chronologically through time. Not only is the experience in the Earth different, but where we're at in space and the fields and the way that, you know, we're hurling through all these different forces in the universe, the Earth could be a very different place across time. The experience of being alive on Earth could be a very different place across time. And I think some of the great science fiction writers have tapped into that very idea, or what I consider to be more of a probable actual reality. So, Gina, just to pick up on the concept of different Earths, that's how I would explain it.
I think you've got that fairly well figured out there. That's reasonably logical to call another time period essentially another reality, which would essentially mean it's another universe. You can't really call a future in this universe the same universe at all without it, because it would have to branch off and create its own entirely independent reality. So even if there was another Gene or Randall or Mark, they'd have to be copies. They wouldn't be our original selves.
Who is to determine what the original is and what the clone is or the copy?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gene. I think that they're unique experiences. And, you know, we will never have enough time in this particular show to talk about the mysteries of consciousness. But there's a consciousness is the deep mystery, right? And, you know, when I contemplate consciousness, that's where you're going to find different dimensions. That's where you're going to find different realities, et cetera. To go back to the contactee thing, the different dimensions that these folks, you know, experience a contact or interaction with different beings inside of the consciousness, these things are very possible. Now, to get back, how do I rectify that with the nuts and bolts thing? Again, I think that these are two different types of realities. There's a reality that can take place in your conscious, and I also believe there's a reality where there are other sentient beings in, you know, in our universe, so to speak. So in that way, I'm very flexible with having different realities, different dimensions, and that sort of thing, because consciousness on its own is a whole different mystery.
Right. People really get mixed up when they start using a lot of these words. And I think they tend to just mix them up, so to speak, conflate them and assume that they mean the same thing and can be translated from one type of discussion to another when really it doesn't work that way, or it can't work that way.
I agree with you completely, Randall.
But what you're talking about there, I mean, you're describing it in your own words pretty well. We have a subjective reality, the reality that we experience as human beings, as conscious entities ourselves, and then we have the objective reality, the world that's out there beyond us, that if, say, we disappear ourselves, that would remain there. There's some debate amongst philosophers as to whether or not that objective reality would remain there if we were to disappear. Those are the subjective idealists who believe that all reality is simply a construct of the mind. I'm not of that particular group. I believe that there is a separate universe out there that we evolved from that was here long before humans were here. How about you?
Yeah, so to unpack that, I'm a big believer that I think that the Earth is actually conscious, and we are just a mirror of that. You know, I think there was a guest, I'm not sure if it was a guest in this program, but they made this, in the mind's eye, a mental experiment. They said if you took a very large tweezers, the size of a, you know, very, very large, size of a skyscraper, and, you know, then you plucked a tree out of the earth, it's the same thing as plucking a hair off your chin. And that made me pause and think for a minute, you know. Anyway, for me, there's a mystery yet for me to try to think more meaningfully about. And that would be the idea that consciousness is a function of this planet and that we are just an extension of that.
We're getting into concepts of reality here and maybe a collective unconscious. And then we get into the theory voiced by Greg Bishop and others about co-creation, that when we see a UFO or anything like that, we are participating in what we see. And therefore, that's why UFOs take on this cultural resemblance. They're always a little bit ahead of us, but not that far. Because we're, even if there's an objective experience, we're coloring it.
You can't remove the subjective nature of the interpretation of the one with the experience. I agree with that. It's a hard thing to rectify. You know, for example, when I was sitting down with the gentleman there in Tappan, hey, you couldn't find a more honest salt of the earth guy ever, and he had his own experiences, etc. So yes, these people that have these experiences, it's clear to me that they experience something. The whole idea that people make things up, I think it's just such a small fraction or percentage of this, you guys, that I think that these are people are having these very real experiences. What does that mean? I haven't looked it far enough into it to have a good answer there yet. That's for sure.
Well, sure. People are having real experiences, but like I was saying to our last guest, Suzanne Hansen, it's how we interpret those experiences. And, I may be in trouble with the aliens because I'm pretty sure that, on the After the Paracast episode, I said something to the effect that some of the messages that they're getting across to us through these contactee claims is makes them sound like they're kind of full of crap.
Yeah, you did, and I enjoyed that part of it. The messages, I think people are projecting what they need. They're subconscious. I believe very deeply in the subconscious as well. So I think people are projecting a lot of what they wrestle with subconsciously onto these experiences. Where does the nut and bolts thing fit into that? It can be so odd or shocking that those things emerge in people. And I think you guys have talked at this at length on the program about how the mind struggles to make a coherent story out of these experiences. I don't know how I would react if faced with a craft hovering in front of me, let alone, beings that were wanting to talk to me, et cetera. Could I hold my mind together? You know, would I be so freaked out? Gene, you were talking about whether or not we would recognize our technology. I'm not even so sure that we're built biologically to handle, or actually, it's not biologically, it's more sociologically. And psychologically, some people are more fragile and they can't handle that kind of truth, seeing something right there in front of you. You can't rectify it. You have no reference for it. You have no analog for it, et cetera. This could be, I could see where that would be quite unnerving. And that's where the consciousness sort of interaction may stray it from the truth. Meaning if you were videotaping it, you know, when you're videotaping an interaction, that's a reality. You're looking at it, et cetera. But what that person is thinking in their mind is something you can't record, right? So, I don't think that's a great explanation, nor do I think I'm addressing your question very well, Randall, but that's what comes to mind when you say that.
Okay, we got more to come on this very subject. The reality of what we're seeing, but then we get back to the messages that are coming from E.T. E.T.'s here to help us rather than to harm us and all that stuff. That Suzanne Hansen is only, one of the more recent people to repeat. Our guest is Mark Jackson with Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's get back into that there in terms, first of all, the reality of what we see. The problem here is that we never seem to be able to get the video recording, and everybody's got a video recorder in their pocket now. All the recent iPhones and recent top-end Samsungs and the Google Pixels all are capable of 4K videos. And we never get the 4K video.
You know,
showing
there's
the
scene,
a close-up sighting, we never see it. When a person is abducted, something weird always happens to prevent actually getting a picture of that event. Never happens.
Yeah, when I think about that problem in the UFO field, I wonder what, you know, I know there's statistics from MUFON, and you guys have talked about this on the show before, but, you know, didn't we have kind of a bell curve over the last few decades, and now sightings have dropped off dramatically in terms of reporting or people not reporting as much? You know, what is your guys' position on this idea that there was a wave, and part of the lack of evidence with modern phones is because there just simply isn't those events like there once was?
That would mean that a large number of sightings can be explained, a larger number. Because if you look at the figures that, say, Chris Rutkowski acquires in Canada, it's been a fairly consistent number of UFO cases within the given range over the years. But if whatever cause it has left us, that would mean that 100% of the new cases are conventionally explained.
That's right. I think you make a really great point there, Gene, because, I mean, here we had Susan Hansen, who says that she actually was on board these craft lecturing to a number of people in an audience. Now, she's got videos of her lectures here on Earth. You know, does nobody who goes aboard one of these craft take their phone and take a few snapshots? Or would you not think to at least take a picture of your audience? Even if you don't have a phone, you know, I mentioned, well, how about a business card? You know, just exchange phone numbers, write it on the palm of your hand. And her reaction was one, I believe she said, well, the aliens aren't that stupid. They would never let us have that kind of information that could confirm their reality. And to me, I'm, well, why not? They want to impart all this information to us, and yet we're not supposed to know that it's real. So what does that?
From the nuts and bolts perspective, that suggests, and I think, Randall, you alluded to this in one of the programs, that our society is fundamentally incompatible with their mission, if you want to call it that, on a nuts and bolts level, that maybe we're too violent, something to that effect. Maybe they're here for resources. You know, there's all these great explanations, well, not explanations, speculation about why they wouldn't want to be more known or discovered, right? I think you mentioned last week why they wouldn't land on the White House lawn, right? And I think that the way we interact with our ecology, our ecosystems, our other animals on this planet, there's a strong case for non-interference, observing things in their natural state, et cetera. So that begs the question, what makes them so special? What is it about their agenda that they would pick out these selective people to have these experiences and then say, oh, by the way, you know, we can't give you anything to share. You're just going to be an apostle for us and go out and spread the good word, right? So as a nuts and bolts guy, that's where the schism in me begins is, you know, I think that there's an explanation for this. It's clear to me, at least for me, how this could, you know, what the explanation would be. That stuff is very, very hard for me to wrap my brain around, and I struggle with it.
Well, someone like a Jerome Clark will say that the experience of abductions is totally different. It is not a physical encounter with spaceships. It is something else that right now manifests itself that way, but maybe in other eras would manifest itself differently. But if you go that far, you might as well take the entire UFO mystery with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think Clark, I was trying to get across on the forum, and even with Clark on that show, that it's not really logically coherent to say that you can have some sort of experience out there that's in between the subjective and the objective, because, like you said, Mark, you cannot have an experience of anything, including some sort of paranormal experience, no matter how weird it is, without it being part of your subjective experience. It can't exist out there in between the two all by itself somehow, like he was trying to explain. It's just not possible. If you're going to experience it, it is by its very nature part of your subjective reality.
Yeah, you guys, remind us again what Preston's take was on that. He's a pretty staunch nuts and bolts guy. He takes it really far. He's very enthusiastic, and he's been doing it a long time, it sounds like. But for some reason, some of what he said is tugging at me in the moment. Do you guys recall what his position was on that?
Grassroots is what he called it.
That's right, grassroots.
Yeah, he was saying, well, you know, their agenda isn't one to take the mainstream approach and get on television. I think I maybe asked the question, well, if they want to get this through to us, why don't they just broadcast it from some position in space that everyone could verify isn't coming from any place around here that we know of or one of our satellites or planets, and that it's a genuine space-based broadcast from some alien civilization.
That, of course, is just like they did in Earth versus the Flying Saucers.
Yeah.
If you remember, people of Earth, attention, people. And they also did it with Michael Shannon, who played General Zod in Man of Steel. They picked up the same thing, the same kind of thing, where they communicated in different languages across the planet.
And so, wouldn't that really solve their problem if they want to get a message through? I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me. They've got the technology, but Preston's view was, well, they really want to start some sort of a groundswell, a grassroots movement with the general population as opposed to just an all-in-one shotgun approach. And I'm not really sure why.
Well, I can come up with one very good reason. Human beings like to shoot things they don't understand.
It'll be kind of hard to shoot them if they're like 3 million miles out in space.
Well, right. In terms of the message. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, in terms of why they would want to do grassroots, for example, let's entertain that for a moment. Yeah, we're a very violent species. We're very, very violent. And we don't think of ourselves as very violent. But, you know, if you really take a step back and look at us, we are extremely aggressive. Use the word violent. We're very unstable. I think that we're categorically in that observation sort of category. If there's a spectrum of sentient beings, yeah, I mean, there's a very strong case for taking a step back, observing, participating, maybe, you know, from a nuts and bolts perspective, maybe there's some resources here that would explain an in and out, you know, get in, get out sort of mentality. It goes along with who we are as a species, but I'm a firm believer that we are so much more violent than we are aware of. And that can explain a lot through the nuts and bolts sort of, you know, spectrum.
We're going to have more nuts and bolts or whatever it is in our next segment with Mark, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Another shakeup at the White House. Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position in a few weeks.
John will be leaving at the end of the year.
President Trump confirmed earlier reports that he will be leaving.
I don't know if I can say retiring, but he's a great guy.
For months, the relationship between the president and his chief of staff has been strained, with Kelly's authority dwindling. Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, taking over some of the responsibilities. The vice president's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is expected to replace Kelly. The president has also tweeted his pick for chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, four-star Army General Mark Milley, who is currently the Army Chief of Staff. He still has to go before the Senate to get confirmation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so one reason that ET may be more cautious about revealing itself is because we're such a warlike species. But that's what they're warning us about. In the movie Day the Earth Stood Still, Klaatu comes and meets scientists from around the world, because they get along together, and says, you either take the philosophy of peace, you follow the path of peace, or we'll just destroy you. Because that's one way of doing it. But on the other hand, I still don't understand all the Space Brothers stuff, because it's not a groundswell, it's not grassroots, it's a bunch of kooky people that most people do not believe. All these kooky people, they think they're talking to Space Brothers.
Well, for me, the big, I need an analog sort of perspective. Look, if I'm going to entertain an explanation for some of the very different behavior between these experiencers, I mean, Gene, I think you mentioned last week that you had an uncle or something that believed that all ET experiences or paranormal experiences were demons. And he's looking at it through this lens where, you know, there's a religious aspect to it, et cetera. That's one subjective point. The other thing is, if these are nuts and bolts beings, they're sentient beings, they're going to have personalities like we do. And the way they interact with us would, I would think, if I would use us as an analog, would vary greatly across us, another species, for example. You know, some people drive sports cars, other people drive bugs. But there's this, basically the same technology, right? They have their own personalities. They would have their own agendas. You know, that's one way to explain this variation. And maybe there are a bunch of space hippies out there. Well, the scary thought there is that then there's also space military and generals and warmongers as well. So, yeah, it's hence the mystery and hence this conversation, right?
That means, therefore, that we are being abducted by space hippies. That the Space Brothers are space hippies. That's it. You know, they have the extraterrestrial equivalent of marijuana, and they smoke it or ingest it, whatever they do, in Alpha Centauri or whatever. And they simply are having a great old time. Let's just You know, show those dumb earthlings. The thing is here, of course, is that E.T. is so ineffectual. They've been sending out this message from the early days. George Adamski received a message not from someone in the desert, but another message a few years earlier and wrote a book about it. People have been getting messages like this, assuming a fair number of them are sincere, reporting something happening. It still doesn't make any sense to simply go around and grab up people decade after decade, and still they're not believed. It sounds to me like E.T. consists of a bunch of rank idiots. It's a JV team.
Hey, man, just because they have the sports car doesn't mean that they earned it through their intellect, right?
What do you guys think of this idea? You know how, Mark, you were saying, we were talking about consciousness earlier, and that it's a really deep mystery. It's one that we certainly haven't figured out yet, and we've been trying for thousands of years. What if they don't know either? What if they're just purely intelligent beings, and the way that they're made doesn't actually cause them to have the kind of experiences that we relate to as consciousness? Yeah. And all of these things that they're doing are trying to figure out what it is that we mean when we talk about the experience of consciousness.
You're hitting it on the head for me, Randall. Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, because, I mean, hypothetically, an AI doesn't have to possess consciousness. It can be highly intelligent, more intelligent than anyone on Earth, and build spacecraft and go out and search the universe. It may even want to learn things somehow. It may be that's just part of how it operates. And then it comes across us, and we have this extra thing, this other thing that's in addition to all of the other stuff it's encountered that it can't quite get a grip on because it doesn't know how. So it isolates us off into these individuals so that it can study how we behave socially in a way to try and get a grip on it. If you see what I'm saying, it kind of makes sense from that point of view. If you were a being that doesn't have consciousness, how would you go about studying another species that does in order to determine what it is?
Yes. I mean, again, I'm just totally in a total agreement. For me, now we're talking about probably more like what this is, if in fact that this is all real, you know, exactly what you're hitting on. One small variation in a gene can make, you know, the difference, whatever, we're like mostly monkeys or something supposedly, right? But
we're just as much trees as we are the animal, apparently.
Yeah, it's great. We all came from a single bug, archaea. Organisms and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, you're hitting exactly right for me anyway. And that is that there's a biological variation that could affect consciousness where we're just simply incompatible consciously, but we're so biologically compatible that there's enough infatuation there where, you know, there's interest and there's a reason for engagement. But the fact that we may not ever understand each other is a very real possibility, right?
Well, I guess it depends on, you know, what you're talking about in terms of understanding. There's understanding things about the world in an objective kind of a way. You know, the sun exists, the earth exists, materials exist. They can be assembled and put together in ways that can make all sorts of things in the world. We're very good at creating things from materials, and you can analyze an entire culture, an entire world that way from the evidence of what it makes and how it exists in an objective sense. But when you get to this idea of consciousness and the experience of it all, then things tend to get a little bit murky because even we don't really know how to explain that. So suppose they're just pure intelligence of some kind. Maybe the EBEs, the biological entities that we see, maybe they're other people have suggested this. Maybe they're a creation of this intelligence to try and bridge the gap. And they're not actually the real ETs themselves. They're just some sort of a production or a facsimile that is designed to interact with us in a way that we understand.
Well, that explains a lot of the encounters with things like grays. That explains a lot of the experiences of medical testing and that very cold biological approach to it. I mean, I can get behind that. If in fact this is going on, that's something that that resonates.
Gene's awfully quiet there.
Well, look at it this way. I still think that with E.T. coming down here and giving us messages, none of that makes a lot of sense at all. It's completely nonsensical. It's completely ridiculous. And whatever we are, if they can get here, they've got to be more powerful. If they really want to be. Of course, we have no evidence they do want to be. In fact, but there are theories that what they're really doing is creating a race of hybrids or like a Manchurian candidate and doing a silent takeover. So therefore, one day we wake up and E.T. is in charge. Right now, we don't know what's in charge. We don't want to get into politics. But we wake up one day, E.T. is in charge. No shots were fired. Everybody came to believe this illusion that they can help us rather than harm us to get our planet into shape, to stop making the tools of war, to stop the tribal wars. But it never happens. It only gets worse. So, of course, E.T. is ineffectual. They're incompetent. They're feckless. Yet they still keep doing the same ridiculous thing. And they're also insane because they tried the same thing over and over again. And do they expect a different result? Or is this just training for E.T.? We use the subjects of Earth, those primitive Earthlings, to test certain abilities. It's like E.T. College or E.T. Elementary School or something like that. Mark, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so what do you guys think? The feckless ET?
Well, Gene, you know, I think for you, what you're saying makes a lot of sense in a way, but it also fits because if you think of these kinds of messages that they give out, it's all about appreciation. How do we appreciate the earth? What is our experience of it? The idea of being shamed for treating it so badly, it preys on people's feelings and psychology. And that seems to be what they're studying. It's a theatrical game that they're playing. It's not really a biological one. All of the implants and the operating room and everything else is designed more to instill some feeling of, well, abduction or terror in a lot of sense. It maybe we don't have to do any of that. And yet, if you were trying to understand how it is that we experience the world, by treating us in that manner and conveying these specific types of messages, that would make a certain amount of sense.
Yeah, for me, it's hard to rectify the difference between the Space Brothers and the cold medical experiment thing. That's where this whole model starts to break down for me is, you know, I like people's testimony, you know, all this sort of stuff. But this is, we're getting to the point for me where all this stuff starts breaking down. Now, the mysteries of consciousness, I'm with you. I mean, that holds a lot more promise to move forward at this point. But yeah, for me, this is where I cross the threshold.
Well, it kind of makes sense if you're talking about, you know, you've got implants, nasal, you know, that go up near your brain, yeah. That type of thing. I mean, what else are they exploring if it's not something that's going on with our brain? The other thing, Gino, that you mentioned is I think is really interesting, and it's a bit out there. It's kind of a science fiction idea that I had quite a long time ago, actually, is that if these ETs or these beings, whatever they are, aliens, are so advanced, they could be so advanced that if we happen to be products of some sort of interstellar seeding project, say one of their ships came by, you know, a few million years ago and just sprayed the atmosphere with the amino acids that fell into the pools of water, well, maybe they fully intended for us to evolve over all of this time, map out the resources, become what we are now. And then now they just, you know, now and then they just drop in and see what we're doing and how we've evolved because time for them is a whole lot less relevant than it is for us. They could go off to another star system. Time dilation seems to be a real fact. If they came back, it might not be that long in their time, but here, whole civilizations could have grown up, and they may very well be the ones who actually have put the whole thing into motion. They don't have to take us over. In other words, just like you were saying, we don't even know that they are the ones who are in charge.
So from a kind of coming at that, Randall, from a science fiction or science fiction-like sort of philosophies, for me, two points. I'll point out something religious, then I'll point out something from science, from a film. So we'll leap pretty far here, but I'll try to connect the dots. It's easier for me to believe that aliens came here and started our race than we evolved from bugs on the planet. Even as a scientist, I find the idea of evolution to be very broken. There's not a lot of evidence in the fossil record. In fact, I would say that there's more evidence, from my perspective, I'm not an evolutionary scientist, but there's more evidence in ancient alien theories than there is for evolution. If I had to choose between creation and another scientific race behaving like we do, we create things, we modify things, et cetera, I could swallow that pill, no problem. Now, in terms of how we interact with them, as I was listening to you, Randall, I know, Gene, you like Star Trek, so I'll use a Star Trek film. This theme is common in other creative writing and other facets, but there was the Star Trek where the aliens came to save a blue whale. They had more in common, they could communicate more easily with the whales of our planet than they could with us. And, that, you know, in all of our bravado, you know, we thought this was all about us, and it wasn't at all. Am I getting that right? I think so.
It's right. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Yeah.
Considered
yeah.
some of the best of the original cast, and that's the one that came after Star Trek III where they resurrect Spock. And in Star Trek IV, Leonard Nimoy directed, in fact, he directed Episode III also. So he directed those two films.
They're the best. They're the best.
And what they did in this particular one is they have the Enterprise go back to the 1980s in order to bring back two humpback whales to tell this alien race what they need to be told.
Yeah, and so let's keep going with the whale theme. Here we're talking almost a sentient being. Not quite. Well, we don't know. Look, whales are curious. They'll come up to the surface. They'll protect humans in the water from sharks. They come to the surface and they make eye contact with us. Well, there's something very alien-ish about that, yet it's an analog here on the planet. So if there are other beings that are, you know, that use symmetry and they're intrigued because they're built similar to us, which explains the humanoid phenomena. Look, the universe rewards the humanoid shape for some reason. I'm not sure why. Symmetry, that is. And that takes all different sort of morphologies. But look, if these aliens have their consciousness more like a whale's consciousness, for example, that explains a lot. There's different things that motivate a whale than people, yet we live on the same planet. We have intellect, and hell, we even make eye contact with each other. So I think that there's an analog there for some of this, and I don't know much beyond that, but there's something tugging at me saying that's probably more like what this is.
Interesting. Well, they know that dolphins are very intelligent. They study them with mirrors, in fact, and they can recognize themselves in a mirror as the same creature that they are, whereas a lot of animals, when they see a mirror, they think it's another animal and they don't recognize it as themselves. So being able to reflect about one's own existence is a key marker of consciousness.
Precisely. That's exactly my argument, Randall. Or not my argument, but my perspective, I guess.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. So they don't need to be so far removed from us for us not to understand each other, but to be compatible on some physical or biological level, right?
Maybe that's what they're trying to figure out, though, because they're just not. Whatever these aliens are, we are so different from them that they don't get what it's like to be us.
You'd think that after all these decades or centuries or whatever, that E.T. would have learned something, because we assume they're smart people, even if they're totally different than us in motives, in morals, whatever. They'd learn something. They wouldn't repeat the same old silly thing over and over and over again. A quick comment, Mark?
Well, Gene, you're hitting on another topic that's a big one for me, and that is morals. It's possible that these beings don't have morals, but yet everything else is the same. Well, that's pretty awkward and could explain a lot of things in their behavior. And if they're infatuated with the notion of morals, they would want to understand why they don't have that faculty, for example. So, I mean, you pick apart a human and you start compartmentalizing aspects of us, if even one of those aspects are missing in another being, for example, but yet they're highly intellectual and they're explorers, apparently, right? And they seek things out. They're going to want to get to the bottom of that very issue right there, because that drives and motivates our species, our morals. This is a big deal. No, that's my point, is I think that morals alone is so unique to the humans that would cause a lot of confusion in the ability to communicate, et cetera. And that's just one example. Anyway, I enjoyed this very much, and getting to know you guys a little bit more has always been something that I wanted to do. And I appreciate the time today. Very, very compelling conversation. I enjoyed it a great deal.
Hey, the time just flew by.
We have another radio show called After the Paracast. After the Paracast is only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus, and it's a great deal. Such a deal. You also get a version of this show free of the network ads at a higher bit rate, meaning you get better audio quality. For more information about the Paracast Plus, check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Prices start just $1.49 a week, but if you go for 5 years or a lifetime, we give you free stuff. Plus.theparacast.com. Also check out the official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Mark Jackson, thank you so much for being a voice of wisdom on the Paracast.
Yeah, remember Gene and Randall? You are the deep space residents.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.